The Malisey Farms site in northern Louisiana provides a striking example of just how dramatically a levee can remake a landscape.
Here comes the river down through here.
Keith Uchley is with the Nature Conservancy, and he's showing me an aerial photo of Malisey Farms. The site is split in half by a river. On the west side, there's 30,000 acres of primeval forest, and on the east, a swath of cleared land.
Once it was forest in the lower areas of cypress and tupelo, in the little higher areas, nut all oaks and hackberries and sweet gums. And every year, the river would naturally overflow, and you would have this flooded forest out there.
In the late 1960s, soybean farmers cleared the area and built levees to hold back the annual floods. Giant earthen walls, 150 feet wide at the base and 30 feet tall. Uchley grew up in the area. He remembers the first time he saw the site after the clearing.
I thought at the time that you could almost see the curvature of the earth looking across this 25-square-mile cleared area in the middle of the woods up there. It was just a massive clearing.
Levees protect a lot of land for farming, but some people are starting to wonder if they're worth the cost. Not just the money it takes to build and maintain them, but the damage they do to ecosystems. Denise Reed is a geologist at the University of New Orleans. She says hundreds of species depend on floodplain habitats, and without flooding, those habitats vanish.
The river is like the lifeblood of floodplain ecosystems. And when you build levees and you cut it off, then we cut off those habitats. And essentially, they just degrade and die.
Levees might also raise the chances of truly catastrophic flooding downstream. Whenever there's a lot of water in the river, say there's heavy rain upstream, that water shoots straight down the channel with enormous force. And it sometimes breaks through downstream levees that protect homes. If you take down levees upstream, some of that water has somewhere else to go, out into the forests or the wetlands, where it spreads out across thousands of acres. All of which is why Denise Reed says instead of building more levees, it might be a good idea to take some down.
Just because we've had levees on the river for the last 100 years or so doesn't mean to say we're always going to have levees on the river. The challenge for us is letting nature do its thing while still allowing us to navigate on the river and bring ships in and those kinds of things, and for us to live places where we're not going to be flooded out. We can do that.
After catastrophic flooding in 1993, the federal government started buying up levee-protected land along the Mississippi and its tributaries with an eye towards restoring floodplains. But the memory of that flood faded and funding for the program fell off. That left private groups like the Nature Conservancy to take up the effort. This summer, Keith Uchley and the Nature Conservancy will punch holes in the levee at Malisey Farms. As the water rises in the spring, it will gradually seep out onto the landscape, restoring the floodplain.
50 years, 100 years, you'll be able to take a boat out to nice, mature, bottomland hardwood, floodplain forest, you know, see water moccasins and alligators floating on logs and that type of thing.
Uchley says he'd like to see the program replicated in floodplains all over the country. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.